And welcome back to the Life in Lane 4, the podcast where we dive into the struggles of balancing swimming and school. I am your host, Anton Bergavoy, and today I am joined by a future Georgia Bulldog, Kennedy Dobson. I still remember the first time I saw her swim, when I saw her just tear through her entire heat at a random long course meet in May of 2022, and it was just impossible not to take notice. Since then, Kennedy's racked up experience at Olympic trials last year in 2024, at Toyota Nationals in 2025, and many, many, many more other big meets. And she's done it all with an energy and a love for the sport that is just truly contagious. I am beyond excited to have her here, and I think that you are going to enjoy this episode. Hey, Kennedy, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. So national championships finished last weekend. How do you think you did at the meet?
I'm pretty happy with how I did. Obviously, there were some races I don't think were particularly good just in like my expectations of myself. I swim a lot of events, so that's something I take a lot of pride in. Because I feel like, for me, at least, it helps me not, like, get too in my head about one certain race and stress myself out. But it was okay. Yeah.
From the races that you didn't do so well, what do you think you learned from those races?
I think just, like, know that I can only control what I can control, can't control outside of my lane. People are going to swim how they're going to swim. I'm going to swim how I'm going to swim. And just, like, trust myself and my training. I think that's something that I've been working on getting better at. So,
Are these champs? Are these these national championships different from like different ones? Like I know you were at Pan Pacifics last year. So like how did these differ from that? I guess.
I think Pan Pacs were just like 18 and unders, and at this meet, at least was like older people. I know in my two free, I raced like Katie Ledecky was right next to me. So obviously that was different than how it was at Pan Pacs. But, and like this meet was to qualify for either Worlds, World University Games, or World Juniors. And I qualified for World Juniors from this. So obviously I'm happy with that. But,
congrats.
Thank you. Pan Pacs, I think, was a little bit different just because I was competing for Team USA and it was more like on a bigger stage, kind of, just like internationally versus on home soil. But this meet kind of was like trials last year too. So I feel like I had pretty much an experience going into it.
You said that this meet was like trials. So how did this meet differ from trials, or how is it the same?
Well, it wasn't a football stadium, unfortunately, this year, but, I feel like they had a lot of the things that they had at trials that kind of helps people. They had like they had therapy dogs there, which were cute, and they got to pet, so it was amazing. But they had that, and they had like an athlete lounge kind of for like snacks, and there was water in there. I think the environment was less like stressful at the national championships than at trials, obviously, because there weren't as many people in the stands and you didn't walk out for every single heat, but I did get like finals was really exciting being able to watch all of that. So
How did it feel to be racing right next to probably like, the greatest female swimmer of all time?
Yeah, it was crazy. I wanted to, obviously I knew I wasn't gonna beat her, like that wasn't my goal, but it was fun to kind of just race next to her. I got some of her waves, which was unfortunate, but, you know, things happen. And then she said, good job. So I was like, she talked to me. My life goal is complete. But it was fun. A little bit nerve-wracking, but it was fun.
You said that this meet wasn't as much pressure than Pan Pac. So, like, do you still feel pressure? Like, I know this is, like, probably one of the biggest meets at the national level. So like, do you feel any pressure, and like, how did you deal with it?
I feel like I put a lot of pressure on myself no matter what meet, but especially this meet going into it, wanting to make another international team. I definitely was kind of stressing myself out, I think, a little bit too much. But honestly, to deal with it, I like to take deep breaths before I go and like calm myself down before I dive off the block. But also just like having my family and friends be like, whatever happens, happens. And we're not expecting anything of you, just that you're having fun when you're doing it. So I think that's something that's really important to me to remember. And also just remembering that like everyone is going through the same thing. Everyone feels that way. Everyone's nervous, everyone is excited at the same time. So, and it's also nice having people that I know at these kind of meets, like my friends and stuff, that I get to hang out with when I'm not racing.
That's always great. That's always great. So you made junior you made the junior nationals or junior world, sorry. So congratulations on that.
Thank
What are
you.
you doing to prepare for such a big meet?
Just kind of going through my training. We still have a couple more meets before then. So I think it's important to just get race reps, especially in races that I'm not going to be swimming there. And just trusting my training. Pan-Pacs was kind of similar to this. So I'm probably going to do the same thing that we kind of did for that. And it's still in August, so I still have a couple months. But just getting excited for that.
What are you most looking forward to, like swimming wise and just being there at Worlds?
I think racing people from other countries is always cool, and just kind of seeing that. I know in Pan-Pacs we traded like pins and stuff, so hopefully we'll be able to do that. And just seeing some of my friends that are on like the national junior team or are not, and meeting new people that are going to be on this world's team with me.
Oh, cool. How do you recover like in between sessions? Like I know I've read and I've heard from other people on the podcast, they like take a nap, they do this, they do that. Like what's your way of recovering the best?
I get Panera for lunch before prelim final.
Always?
Yes, without, yeah, Panera. Or mostly Panera if they have my order at nationals. They did not have things that I wanted every single day, which was unfortunate. But I get Panera. I take an ice bath or a cold tub if they have it. They had that at the pool, so after
That's
my
cool.
races and warming down, I would go in there and then go back to the hotel. But if they don't have it, then an ice bath. And then I like to take a nap and just kind of stretch. I like to give myself a little bit of time before I have to go back to finals to kind of like wake myself back up, do what I need to before, and like just prepare myself. So, yeah, I know people get massages. I don't normally do that. I'm scared to throw off my routine, so that's why I like getting Panera every single time.
What's your Panera order? What are you like? Why are you so upset that the Nationals didn't have it?
I get the cinnamon crunch bagel posted, which they didn't have it any of the days besides one day. And then I get the chipotle chicken avocado melt and tomato soup. I get like a you pick two thing. It's really good. And I drink vitamin water. Not sweetened, but vitamin water.
Yeah, no, I love the milk. That's like the only thing I get
It's
every time
so
I go
good.
there. It's so good. It's so good. What do you do to fuel between your races? Like I know you have the avocado melt and the vitamin water and everything, but like when you're like on the like on deck, like snacks wise, what do you do?
Yeah. I like Cheez-Its. I know it's not really the healthiest. I like Cheez-Its. I have like the Go-Go squeeze like applesauces. At Pan-Pacs we had Nutella sandwiches, which were really good. I didn't bring them to the Nationals or any other meet, but those are good. I like having like vegetables, like I like carrots and ranch or celery and ranch, stuff like that. Rice cakes, just things that are quick because I obviously don't want to feel heavy in the water, and drinking or eating something really heavy probably would not be the best thing. But yeah, and then obviously hydrating and drinking water, and I drink my vitamin waters. So
Do you have like a specific like routine, I guess? Like I know when I had Sebastian Smith on in episode 11, he said like I think like he said like 15 minutes or 20 minutes before he would have like some gummy worms and like an hour before he would have this. And like I always see everywhere it's like you need to have 400 grams of carbs here, 300 grams of carbs there, 200 grams, whatever,
yeah.
like do you have like some sort of like routine that how you do that?
I don't know if I would say like it's by like time intervals. I feel like whenever I'm done a race, I like to just like stay hydrated. I like to drink my waters, and then obviously I would warm down in the warm down pool. I just like to have like a little something kind of in between my races. I don't know if I would be like, oh, it's 15 minutes before I have to eat it now. But when I get hungry, I like to just have something, and then I try not to drink a ton of water before my race because I don't want to get like a side stitch from drinking too much right when I race. But obviously, it's important to make sure that your muscles are ready to go.
So I know you're committed to University of Georgia, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So before you obviously committed, what was your recruiting process like? Like, how were you getting emails from coaches? Do you have to email them? Like,
I think it was June 15th, 2023 was the first day, because it was the last day of sophomore year, that they could start coming in contact with us. And that entire summer was pretty much just I would teach them lessons or swim practice, teach them lessons, and then have calls with college coaches. So for me, it was kind of overwhelming at first before I got like the hang of how to do things. So like it would be like emails, and then it would progress into text messages and then phone calls and then just stuff and like FaceTimes and stuff like that. But yeah, it was kind of stressful for me at first, and then it got better like as it the summer went on and as I was getting to know all these coaches and stuff.
Why is it so overwhelming, do you think?
I think just because I'm the oldest in my family, so like none of my siblings. My younger brother obviously hasn't done anything like that yet. My parents didn't. So I think it was just because I didn't really know what was going to happen. They didn't really know what was going to happen. So we were taking it day by day. And when you have like four calls with with college coaches, it just gets a lot, especially as like a 16-year-old, 17-year-old. I feel like it's just a little bit overwhelming.
I mean, how did it feel to like get so much attention from all these coaches, like getting calls and emails and texts and stuff?
It was good. Yeah, it was fun. I feel like there was like they would ask me questions and I wouldn't really know how to answer them because they'd be like, "What do you want to do in the future?" And I'd just be like, "I don't know." But and now that I'm older, obviously I do know what I want to do and stuff. So I think that would just be something that I would change is kind of just thinking more before these calls and like knowing what to say and stuff.
What do you think like your top five colleges were, like out of all the ones that you talked to? I know UGA obviously is number one, but like what are
Yeah.
the other?
I visited the University of Texas at Austin, University of Virginia, UCLA, and then Georgia. So those were kind of the four that I really came down to. And then Georgia was my top choice.
What did you like the most about Georgia that maybe didn't really like about any other schools?
I don't know if I would say I didn't like any of the other schools because of this. I just felt like I really fit into the like culture and the team at Georgia. I know it's like kind of cliche to be like they're like family, but I honestly really did feel like a part of the team when I visited. I went there twice. I went on an unofficial before my official and then an official. And I feel like on my official visit, because I went there before, I feel like I knew the campus and like obviously I talked to some of the girls before my visit. I talked to the coaches before my visit, but I really just felt like Georgia was like gonna be home and could be home for the next 4 years, so.
How do you think your official visit would have been different if you didn't take the official one before?
I don't know if it would have been any different. Just because I feel like because of my unofficial, I just knew the campus and like they were taking us on like the roads that I had already been on. So I was like, oh, I feel like I know where I am already. Like this is really nice. So yeah, me and my dad went down on the unofficial and then me and my mom went for my official, which was also nice having both of them be there at least once before I committed, just so that they can kind of see what the campus is like and like all of that kind of stuff. So,
How did you choose? You said you wanted to, you know what you wanted to do. So how did you choose what you want to do? As like,
so I want to major in like sports media and journalism. And Georgia has a really good program for that. One of the girls does it too. And I feel like that just is what I want. I played softball for like 9 years before. So I played from when I was like six until basically when recruiting started. Travel softball. So I feel like I've been around sports kind of my whole life. And so that's what I wanted to do. And after talking to coaches and stuff, I realized kind of like this is what I want to do and I don't want to do anything else.
What made you, I guess, quit softball? Is it like how much you needed to train, talk to coaches, or was it like a different reason?
I would love to still be playing softball, but it just got a lot at that point because during like when you're 16, 17, that's when you kind of like if you're playing two sports, you probably are going to pick one over the other. I had really good coaches, both softball and swimming, that kind of worked together in terms of like scheduling and stuff. There would be days that I would go from school to swim practice to softball and then finally be home after being out for that whole day. And then there were some weekends where we would have softball tournaments and I would leave after the second game to go to a swim meet. And obviously both of my coaches understood, which was really helpful. So it was hard kind of leaving softball and leaving the team because I love all the girls and stuff. But I think I wouldn't have been able to get to where I am without both softball and swimming and the training and time management that it helped me with.
What are you most excited about in the sports media major?
I want to be an interviewer. I want to interview all of the players after the games. But I just think games and like matches and meets and whatever in the sports world is just really exciting. So I think just being in action is what intrigued me most.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I like seeing all the, like, whenever I would open Instagram, all I would see is like the top qualifiers or the top three finishers getting all their interviews. I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was nice.
Yeah.
Has your high level swimming and softball, has it like affected like, or has it affected or gotten in the way of like your schooling and like being able to like maintain good grades and stuff?
I don't think it's gotten in the way. Obviously there were times where it was hard to kind of balance school and sports, which I think happens with any student athlete. But I think it's important to kind of like know that you're a student before you're an athlete. And like just how important school is. I've always, like, my parents have always been like, you need to put your grades before anything else. So I made sure that when I was doing all of that, I made sure that I had time to do all my homework, to study for tests and stuff like that.
How'd you deal with those, like, those moments where you didn't really know, like, if you had time for everything?
Well, there were days that I would have to stay up, unfortunately, even though my bed is right next to my desk. But it was helpful just having my parents there and being like, you need to do your homework before anything else. Like, and just like remind me that I have to like stay on track with things. My teachers were always really good too. Like when I would go to like away meets and stuff, that they'd be like, you can just do stuff when you come back or try and get as much done as you can. So it's just helpful to have like a support system around me that would help me like have my blinders on and stay focused.
Is there anything that you do specifically? Like, I know you have like the support group and everything. Is there anything that you do to best like lock in or focus or something?
I like to listen to music. I know a lot of people don't because I feel like it distracts them, but it kind of like helps me not, when I put my AirPods in, nothing else is going on. So I do that. And then I like to have like a list of everything that I need to do and like do it one by one, especially with like my schoolwork. Just like this class is first, then I do this class, then I do that, and then I'm done. And then it helps me kind of be like, okay, you can't go on your phone until you're done this. You can have a little snack break, and then you need to get back to your schoolwork.
Yeah. I always have a problem with that. I always need to like put my phone in some other room, or else I'm gonna just start doom scrolling or playing some sort of game or something. What do you do that like to like, I guess, like de-stress?
I like hanging out with my friends. I think that's important, and I think it's important to kind of have like you're in the pool and then separate your swimming or your sports or your school from the outside world. So me and my friends like to go shopping and we like to get something to eat. We like to get pliables, just like hang out like that. I used to bake a lot. I haven't been able to do that recently, but unfortunately, TikTok, I like to scroll on TikTok. It's probably bad, but I like to do that. So, yeah.
And this is the last question. I ask this to everybody I have on here. If you were to go back to your freshman year of high school, what do you think you would do differently, knowing what you know now?
I feel like in regards to like school and stuff, I feel like I'd be more outgoing. I feel like I was really shy and like scared freshman year. I think I would tell myself that I need to be more organized because freshman year I was not as organized as I am now. And I think just like coming out of your shell is really important, especially when you're in a new school or in a new environment. So I think that's what I would tell someone or tell my younger self.
And I know I said last question, but I have a couple more. But
No, you're good.
how do you stay organized? Like I know you said like freshman year you weren't super great, but now like you've gotten better. So how do you stay organized?
Again, I have like lists upon lists upon lists. Like I love my lists. I have like lists of to-dos that I need to do for the day and like I try not to get sidetracked a bunch during them. Obviously, like on my phone, I set reminders for myself, things like that. I have like a planner that I brought with me to school, so I'd like write down all my homework and stuff. And then I try and like set aside time during the day that I can like get all of that kind of stuff done, especially over the weekends when like Sunday we would have morning practice and then I'd be done for the rest of the day. I'd like to take that day and kind of like reset.
What do you think you're most looking forward to at Georgia?
I'm excited to hang out with all the girls on the team and get to kind of compete for something bigger than myself, compete for the team. I'm excited for football games because they're really exciting. Speaking from experience of going to them, they're really exciting. And I think just being able to like kind of plan my own future and like take classes that are going to help me for the rest of my life is just exciting to me. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day and meeting with me and being here on the podcast. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Wow, that was quite the conversation. I truly enjoyed talking with Kennedy. Her love for swimming really showed when she talked about her trials and nationals experience and what she loves to eat before and during and how she recovers. I also loved her vulnerability when she talked about not quite being able to balance everything, but how she made it work with the help of her friends and her family. And I truly appreciate all of the advice that she gave. I am so thankful for Kennedy for sitting down with me, and I thank you so much for listening. I am Anton Bergavoy. I will see you next time on the Life in Lane 4.